Extractions and Their Problems, Part 3. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well. I am Marie Swaru. This is the third part of Extractions and Their Problems. I'd advise you to see the second part before this one, if you haven't already. But here now, I would like to talk about a subject that I feel that nobody talks about or considers possible, that I feel that nobody takes into consideration when thinking about being extracted. A subject that is underestimated at the moment of even thinking about being extracted, I mean the value, importance, and feeling they will have towards the people they will leave there on Earth. A lot of people before being extracted or thinking about being extracted, don't consider the people they will leave behind, thinking that they would get over them, thinking this from a perspective of seeing those people as not so close to them right now while they are on Earth, perhaps wrongly feeling that they wouldn't be missed much. Either because they had a bad fight, because they haven't seen each other for years, because they felt, or were betrayed or abandoned, or because they chose to separate themselves from those people for their own survival, or merely because they were no longer interested in continuing with a relationship with that person. It doesn't matter. What matters is what they wouldn't want to see those people any longer at the time of extraction, denying the feelings they provoke, denying themselves to see them, and to be able to heal their emotions and traumas. Today they fail to glimpse how much those people really matter to them, to their lives. Because whether they like it or not, being on Earth now, they still have the option to choose to go see these people, help them or talk to them. They don't think about their importance in their lives precisely because today they have that option. But once extracted, not only DNA is enhanced, but also awareness, empathy and emotions. Now apply it to everyday life. And here comes the essential key point that I saved for this video. That, as I said at the beginning, once extracted, there will no longer be the option of going back down to Earth. And this is the main rule for all extractions that the Federation imposed and enforces, because of all the problems that the people who were extracted and then returned to Earth forcefully, like in the case of Alex Collier, or because they desperately wanted to go back to their families, like in the case of Zadkiel, whose human name and identity I cannot reveal, who was returned to Earth only to find out that his family rejected him because he no longer looked as he did before, because of DNA amplification. That is the development of the body to its full genetic potential. They thought it was another person trying to impersonate their lost son and brother who had mysteriously disappeared some years before. They called the police on him, and he spent some days in jail before being freed due to lack of evidence. Zadkiel then became homeless, having lost his human identity, living in a cardboard box under a bridge in South France, and then finally ended up in a psychiatric ward in Marseille, heavily medicated, and swearing the aliens took him. I think you can now clearly see why it is not advisable to return people to Earth after they have been extracted. But going back to the people the extracted leave behind, they suddenly realize how much they really meant to them. Suddenly, they learn how much those people really loved them, to the extent of their psycho-emotional possibilities, with their mistakes and successes, and in a good or bad way for them. When extracted, the consciousness and awareness of the person are greatly augmented. They start to see and understand everything a lot more, why things happened the way they happened, and why people reacted as they did. But suddenly they see everything as a single context, their stories, their lives, their efforts, their ways of interacting, their traumas, their feelings throughout their lives, and how they feel about them. But they no longer have the option to go talk to them, hug them, thank them, comfort them, or ask for forgiveness, or to give forgiveness to them as well. Once extracted, your empathy and emotions are overflowing. You are fully conscious of them, and they are on the surface, but they can't do anything anymore. This leads the extracted to wonder why they made the mistake of leaving their life on Earth and wanting to return there. They see their history and they see their mistakes, big ones and small ones. They judge themselves, and if we add overflowing emotions, well, the extracted person ends up asking to return. This emotional overflow can be even greater if the people they see suffering are very close relatives, such as a mother, father, grandparents, siblings, partner, children, cousins, uncles, etc. They are suffering because of the person's disappearance and are desperately looking for them everywhere. They are looking for their disappeared loved one all day long, sometimes for years if not decades to come. Seeing them suffer, not being able to ask for their forgiveness, and not being able to prevent them from continuing to suffer, makes the extracted suffer a lot, and if they also add to it the fact that they previously believed that these people did not love them, or did not love them very much, or did not value them and so on, the extracted person will end up repenting having left Earth, suffering, and crying and a lot. Or, in the opposite case, the extracted may have people who they thought gave everything for them, but suddenly the extracted see that they were manipulative or toxic in their life. It makes them think about all that time was lost and wasted, and they go back to judging themselves, wanting to change things, to want to recover what was lost, to want not to fall into their clutches again, because the extracted realize that they were blinded by those wrong people in their lives. They could not see those other good ones that they let pass. Others, however, while still there on Earth, have the idea that they will not miss specific people, because once extracted they will be able to meet their so-called misnamed, true selves, their higher selves, their 5D versions, or whatever they want to call it. This is a big mistake. Because the egos, identities, and personalities change from incarnation to multidensity incarnation. The individual's personality is not the same, or as close or similar as how they were on Earth when they are incarnated in different densities. The individual's personality traits and everything that defines their behavior, tastes, needs and wants, change with the context of the density they live in and are incarnated in. This means that they are not exactly the same person. So, who they will be looking for, will only be there, on Earth. And they won't be able to be with that person. Well, rules are rules, and many are there for a reason as I explained above, and once extracted you won't be able to go down again. Today, now, being there on Earth, do not underestimate all those who had a moment in your lives. Take care of those who are by your side today, and heal relationships with those who hurt you. But, above all, know how to see the story from the other person's point of view, without judging, without charging that person with judgmental attributes of any kind. They are other people and those were their choices from their best points of view. Be able to see, understand, and thank that other person, forgive and forgive yourself. And if you can't, then let go. You don't have to heal a relationship with someone who is not interested in healing it. All you need to do is to learn how to let them go. The people and whatever happened, heal the relationship in your mind. That is all that is needed. Be today those extracted beings, but without needing to be extracted. With no need to carry that added guilt feeling for having left behind so many loved ones, and so many unfinished things and issues. And in the process, you will be able to see, with time, that extraction is not necessary. Because at that moment you will be the best version of yourself, proud of your own actions, increasing your self-esteem, and your love and comprehension for others. Your stay there will be happier, it will be more bearable, more positive, and you will no longer have toxic relationships, so many painful moments, and so on. Not because they no longer happen, but because you will be able to see through those moments, and see the beauty in them, stay with what you learned from them, stay with the positive, and keep moving forward. When people are given stellar identities, the individual will often wrongly value their stellar identity over their human one. This problem develops mostly because they have lived in an environment that invalidated their human persona and their identity, so their ego is bruised and they end up in a self-defeating, self-destructive mental dynamic where they basically, consciously or unconsciously hate themselves. This self-hate is a very common pathology on Earth, and it spawns out of being discredited, attacked, not taken into account and invalidated by their friends, family, and co-workers, and being extracted can be seen as a way to remove their consciousness from being that human person that dislike being so much, in favor of the idea of being an epic extraterrestrial, in a crusade to help liberate worlds, or whatever idea they may have along those lines. Again, this means that the person looking to be extracted falls into not appreciating and cherishing their present identity, as being human is not less than being a stellar person. The whole point of incarnating on Earth is to grow your soul, to be able to develop the ability or alter your world, your environment, and your life. Being on Earth helps you create and manifest your world and develop who you are. There is no need to run away from your problems, or from yourself. Be aware of why you want to be extracted, why exactly. Contrary to what is thought, people who are in control of their lives, who can control and benefit from the Earth's matrix, who can manifest whatever they want are the ones who are the best candidates for extraction, and not those who are in despair and suffering. Although there are exceptions where an extraction is necessary because of a clear distress situation. People who have dominated life on Earth to their satisfaction, and who deeply feel they have triumphed over the Matrix, those who on the ship's entrance ramp, turn around to see Earth for the last time, with big smiles on their faces, knowing that they have succeeded, will appreciate being extracted to a soul level, where they deeply know that they do not need to go back there and have yet another incarnation there on Earth, for they have triumphed, and they have learnt all they need from that place. Dying there on Earth is an option for most, the way of ending and completing a learning incarnation there in full. There is no problem with death from that perspective as no one gets lost in the afterlife, they all simply go to wherever and whatever their frequency dictates them to go. But not everyone needs to end their days on Earth like that. In both cases, at death or with an extraction, it's the same, it is the end of an incarnation on Earth, and a new start somewhere else. In both cases, at death or being extracted, a soul can develop attachments and guilt that may cause them to return, so it's the same in both cases. Each person must learn to solve their issues and to let go, to forgive others, and especially to forgive themselves. Learn to let go of what cannot be resolved. Don't carry all that unnecessary baggage to your next life, you don't need it, simply learn from it, that is what those experiences were for. To attach yourself to those unresolved issues only hinders your soul's expansion. Remember, karma is only valid when you think it is, and while in the game of life. Let things go. Stay strong out there, dear star seeds and smart awake people. Your efforts in doing all the shadow work, and your very existence is extremely valuable. Thanks for watching my video, like and subscribe for more, I really appreciate it. And I hope to see you here next time. Be very well and take care. With love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.